Well, Josh, he has a ton of playing experience. I think the challenge is more so the fact that he's still working to develop some continuity with the receiver group, you know. Both Josh and Gary, they played together a ton, but you know, once again, it's just a matter of you know, familiarizing himself with Corey and Terrell, and he's played with Hawk and but some of the other younger receivers that we have, just getting those reps with those guys are really important for, you know, our continuity and our ability to execute and be successful on game day.
That is very real, just that notion of your timing, your chemistry, and knowing where a guy's going to be on a site adjustment or anything like that.
Yeah, timing, chemistry, just the rhythm of our offense, you know, that it's imperative that the quarterback can trust that guys are going to be at certain spots, as well as, you know, when you get enough reps together, all right, you tend to learn the body language of your wideouts with regards to when they're running routes, when they're about to make a break, and so on and so forth. So those things matter, you know. It matters. It matters for our offensive line to hear, you know, a quarterback's voice and the command of his voice at the line of scrimmage, and you know, when we play situational football, you know, just the continuity, you know, the ability to troubleshoot certain issues together. The more guys play together, you know, the more effective we should be at doing those things. The obvious guy is Pierre-Paul. But they have two really good edge rushers, not just Pierre-Paul, but Vernon is a really good pass rusher as well. Traditionally, the Giants have always had a good defensive front, in particular their edge rushers, but they always have really big guys that play the defensive tackle spots that they get pretty good push in the interior of your pocket.
Sacks against you and some protection issues. Where's your level of confidence that you guys can get all that shored up and you know, do what you need to do to combat that D-line?
Yeah, we've worked hard to address some of those issues, but I think you got to look at it this way. It's not just our pass protection. We got to be able to run the football. All right, we got to be able to run the football. We got to be able to throw some body punches early in the game, and wear those guys down, and make it tough on them to just pin their ears back and rush our quarterback. You know, I think it has a compounding effect when you can run the football early in games, especially on first and second down, because and I shouldn't say just first and second down, in the first and second quarter. You know, you invest in those body punches, they pay dividends, tremendous dividends in the second half. And so we got to be able to run the football. That'll take some pressure off our pass protection, as well as we have to be more effective on first and second down, just in the general sense. We got to be a lot more effective executing our offense on early down so that we can stay out of third and long situations. We got to do a better job. It starts with myself and we got to do a better job of making sure that we find creative ways to get Crow the ball, to get Duke the ball. You know, we expect that teams are going to come in at times and just really focus their attention on stopping us from running the football. But that's still no excuse for us not to be able to run the football. And we got to do a better job that way.
Is Crow, you know, hitting the holes fast enough? I mean, he's getting hit behind the line a couple times here, especially in the last game. Or are the holes just not there right now?
Oh, he's hitting the holes hard. And Crow is an explosive playmaker at the running back position. We all know that he can create his own yards. He's had probably two of the longest runs in the National Football League, longest rushes from scrimmage, you know, this season in the National Football League. And so we know that he can make the big plays. We got to do a better job of finding ways to get him into the secondary.
Jordan, it seems like you guys are still kind of trying to find which one of those guys will kind kind of step up next. Rashard was out there a lot on Sunday. What have you seen from those guys, and what are you hoping to see over the last 5 weeks?
Well, they've gotten better in practice. They haven't had a ton of opportunities in games to go out and make plays for us. Unfortunately, we haven't run a ton of plays in our last 4 or 5 games. I think we're only averaging low to mid-50s as far as the number of plays that we've run in games. So we haven't had as many opportunities to get those guys involved, but they're working hard. You know, Coach Al and Coach Bob Saunders, they're doing a great job of working with those guys, and we've seen those guys make progress over the week of practice.
How do you convince Josh McCown to kind of stay within himself a little bit and not try to do everything himself?
I don't know that he's done anything other than what we've asked him to do. We got to do a great job of making sure that we run the football, all right, to take pressure off the quarterback. We strain in our pass protection, you know, which our guys, they do. They work hard. They try hard. And then we have to make plays. We have to get first downs. We have to sustain drives. We have to start to wear down our opponents, you know, more so. We can't expect that with any offensive line in the National Football League, when you give those defenders a full charge, and what I mean by that, when they're fresh throughout the game and they're just pinning their ears back and rushing the passer in obvious passing situations, it becomes a tremendous challenge. But Josh is, he's a heady player. He's played a long time in this league, and it's just a matter of making sure that everybody around Josh, you know, they do their job as well.
I know you talked about Pat Hibbity issues early. Besides those, why do you think, maybe that's the only reason, but why do you think you guys haven't been able to, I guess, stay on the field? You know, I mean, just the overall offensive struggles, especially lately in the points. I mean, is it all about continuity, or what else do you see?
Well, I think, like I said before, we have to be more effective on base downs, first and second down. We have to stay out of the third and long situations, you know. For whatever reason, if it's a penalty or an incompletion or a tackle for a loss, we got to eliminate those negative plays on early downs, because if you go back and you look at the statistics, you know, just third and long is a tremendous challenge in the National Football League. It's just hard. It's hard because their pass rushers, the different blitz packages that you see, it puts a lot of pressure on your pass protection, and then they end up dropping more guys in coverage than you have receivers running routes. And so that's been more of the challenge. You know, we just have to play better football on first and second down.